another Netcast production brought to you by the Fancy Pants Gangsters at FancyPantsGangsters.com.
It's time to cool it out, baby.
Twin Cities Tech, I'm Pete. To my right is Brent. How are you, Brent?
Good.
That's good.
Yeah.
I'm having I don't feel good today.
What's your problem? You're out of sorts lately.
I don't know. I don't know. I just feel really hot, and it was a long day.
Physically or, like, aesthetically?
Yeah, no, I'm, I feel like taking my sweatshirt off.
You look like $1 million.
I'm sweating a lot.
I'm surrounded by the hottest guys in this.
No, I just had a long fucking day, and I'm only surviving on energy drinks right now, and I might crash. Yeah, so I'm
going to eat
cookies. There's cookies in front of me.
Good stuff.
So I might die halfway through the episode.
Okay, I got a question that'll keep you up.
Okay.
Check this out.
Okay.
I don't know why I think this, I just do. I kind of think, like, the toughest thing, and I was talking about this with some friends last night, I kind of think the toughest thing you could ever do would be to knock somebody out and then suck their dick. If pretend you get, like, somebody cold clocks you, it's like fucking lights out.
Yeah.
And that sucks right there. They've already, like, physically dominated you.
Yeah.
But then at some point, they manage to get your dick hard and then suck it, too.
Uh-huh.
Normally, that would, like, a situation like that would be really gay. But I think if somebody punched you first, it would be... I think it'd be the toughest thing you could ever do to somebody.
Okay.
I'm just saying, like, do you feel like I would be gay or tough?
Gay.
Really?
Yeah.
For who?
For everybody. It would turn the whole world gay.
Do you think that if you saw that happen, it would make you gay?
Yeah.
So if a guy went to another guy,
punch him in the face and sucked his dick.
Punch him in the face. Now equilibrium out. Done. He's out. He's on his back, unconscious.
Cookies.
Guy wakes up, doesn't know what happened. All he knows is there's another guy sucking on his dick.
Yeah.
Boom.
I'm gay.
Yeah. You think that's tough?
Everybody's gay at that point.
I think that's like the fucking like hardest ass thing you could ever do to somebody.
Okay. Justin Colucci's here. What do you think, Justin?
I'm glad I get to weigh in on this.
Yes, please.
Justin, you're walking home, okay? Walking home, you see me.
All right.
Wait, before you get too far, I just want to tell people who Justin Colucci is. For those who might not know, you're a comedian.
Yes, I am.
Okay, go.
You used to be a fat shit.
I used to be a fat shit, yes.
Justin, what are you rocking, like 190?
Yes.
Are you really?
Between 190 and 180, I'm not sure.
That's perfect.
Hey, me too.
Exactly.
Yeah, me too.
Hey.
Justin said that he used to be about 280, about a year ago.
Yeah.
When I asked him how he got now 100 pounds less, and said he stopped eating, and he said it with fucking venom in his eyes.
Yeah.
like he said, stop eating. And then, did you call me a faggot after that?
I might have. So I dropped that, the F-bomb like crazy.
Justin Colucci's weight loss
not
tips.
Not the fuck, but no. The other F-bomb.
The F-A-bomb?
At this point, that's worse of a bomb.
Oh, God, yes. The first F-bomb.
And these days, yes.
Pete?
Taking off my shirt.
But I digress. Justin Colucci, comedian, used to be fat, comedian, walking in, sees me, words are exchanged, fucking cold clap. Fucking birds around your head, out cold.
Right.
You wake up, on your back, staring at the stars. What's going on? You feel a sensation, you look down. I'm sucking your dick. You're embarrassed, right?
Embarrassed?
Yeah. You're embarrassed that you just got...
I'm more embarrassed that I was hit.
You've been emasculated, is what
right.
I'm saying.
Yes.
You've been taken down a notch.
But you're sucking my dick.
Exactly. You see what I'm saying? That's how tough I'm being. Is that I've completely removed you from your senses, and
wait,
now I'm sucking on your dick.
After he comes, do you spit the jizz in his face and be like, fuck you, pussy?
I didn't say I'd take him to climax.
Oh.
Okay. Oh.
No, it's not gay. I don't understand what you don't get about this.
Oh.
So, there's no ejaculation.
Fuck no.
I don't know if it's
so
gay.
So how do you know when you're done?
It sounds pretty tough.
You'll fucking
me.
Know when I'm done. Did you know when I was done punching you? Yes.
Well, no, because you passed out at that point.
Exactly. You'll pass back out.
You might
that's how you know that I'm is that you'll pass
feels so out. Good you pass out again.
I think that you just want to hit somebody and you also want to suck a guy's dick.
I'm just finding a way to combine the two opposite ends of the spectrum of my fucking rage.
You're just my trying homosexual to find out rage and my fucking
thing. Well, I think I'm being deceptive. Can I just suck on your dick is what I'm asking? Okay. Moving on.
I'll answer later.
Ex-fat comedian Justin Kalucci is with us.
He used to be fat, and that's why he doesn't have a coat. And you walked here many blocks through the freezing fucking cold.
Sure.
Yes.
Without a coat, because your coat is apparently so large you have to stuff 7 hams into it in order to fit into it.
I've never tried that.
But 7 hams is what he used to call his stomach. People sometimes would have 6-packs. He had 7 hams.
Yeah. 7 ham.
He was a fat shit. Let's not mince words here.
He was.
Do you have a driver's license photo for our website?
Do I have a
one? Yeah, do you have a picture of you? Can we do a before and after thing?
Oh, I have a driver's license.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Hold because if I can get a, if I can put a mental picture of how fat you used to be, I'll be way more impressed by how hot you
it
are.
It says 230, but that's not even close.
Did you lie on that?
Oh my god!
Let me see it.
It was actually. It was actually.
What the fuck? Okay, just for people that obviously can't see this, it's kind of like. Did you ever see that movie Angus?
That's exactly what I was going to say.
For real?
Yeah.
Man, you were a mess.
Yes.
Get that out of my face.
Thank you very much.
Good job. Good on you.
Okay, no, for real though, let's talk about this. It's that time of year. People make these new New Year's resolutions and stuff. How do you lose weight?
I just stopped eating.
But what were you eating? Were you eating like a Navy SEAL, like 9,000 calories a day? How did you get that? You were always
fat. I don't know. Just ate a lot of bad things.
What did you peak all at? The time. It was 280 what you peaked at?
Yeah.
Are you doing the McDonald's surf and turf?
Yes.
Do you know what that is?
McDonald's. I don't know what that
is. I just learned this from a coworker.
Oh, really?
You take a Big Mac and you take out the middle bun, and then you take a...
Filet-O-Fish?
The Filet-O-Fish, and you put that in the middle.
The whole sandwich? Like bread?
And, just the middle of the filet-o-fish sandwich.
You're just throwing the rest away?
Well, I guess you could eat the 3 buns that you're throwing away.
Well, that's...
You'd probably have tartar sauce on them and some kind of special sauce combination.
What the fuck is that's the appeal of that? That's
a surf and turf. Well, you should know what the appeal of this is.
Hold on, I think what you're mixing up here is that guys like you and I are... fat for sport.
No, I would...
Justin was just fat by nature.
I would definitely eat a surf and turf.
Like a guy like you that was like, holy... Like you were fat since... How old were you fat since? Since you were 0?
I don't know.
Did you just come making out? You uncomfortable?
No, not since I was 0. Since like 10.
No, this is ridiculous. No, you should be proud of this. That's what I'm saying. You were a fat fuck and nobody liked you, obviously. No. But
obviously, yes.
But you were a fat shit... And you just ate. Like, that's how you thought human beings ate, right?
Right, yeah, that's exactly what it was.
Like, a pitcher of Kool-Aid, a fucking ham hock, and a fucking banana split, and I'm off to bed.
Right, well, when you eat, like, a bunch every day, like, that just becomes your pattern. You don't really think about it, especially when you're a kid.
And your parents let you just do this?
Yeah.
Did they support your fatness?
Well,
I love those sandwiches.
Are your parents big?
No, actually, they're both thin.
And they just had a fat kid, and like, eh.
Yeah.
That's like midgets having a full-size person being like, let's let them wear midget clothes the whole time.
I think midget parents would be glad to have a full-size
I think I just lost my analogy license for this whole episode.
Okay. So, Justin, let's get to your comedy. What the hell have you been doing with your comedy lately? How did you start?
How did I start?
How did you start doing the stand-up comedian-ish?
Fat little kid with a dream.
I started in March.
Did you like John Panette and like...
John Panette?
Fat comedy. Ralphie May? What do you need? Some more?
Ralphie May.
I'm looking for fat comics here. Jesus. You don't like my line of reasoning. I'll change it. But
I didn't know who that first one was. Ralphie May? I'm with you on that.
Sam Kinison?
Okay.
Yeah, but...
A little boy with a dream in Big Lake. Go.
Dream in Big Lake. I didn't start comedy until March.
Year? Yeah. March 2010, if you're listening to this in a different year.
Or a different dimension.
That's actually a lot of why I lost the weight, because I didn't want to have to do a bunch of fat jokes.
Did you have a shitload of fat jokes then?
No. I don't like fat jokes. The only fat jokes I like are just like random, pointlessly mean, I don't know what fat jokes.
So, like, you wanted to be able to make fun of fat people on stage.
Well, I don't do that either.
I don't. Okay, one. I don't mean to keep harping on the fat thing, but do you have a shitload of skin that I don't see?
No, not
but then,
really.
Did you have that though?
No.
No?
Where like extra skin though?
Really, you didn't have like.
I don't think I was that fat.
Like a windsock.
Okay. Thank the Lord.
Okay, so you don't want to do fat jokes. I get that. That's obviously the well-trodden territory. What was your what did you like about comedy? What drew you to comedy, Justin? Let's get to the bottom.
Well, I loved it my entire life.
Like who? What did you listen to?
Oh, I think the first like cool thing that I would still consider cool would be Tenacious D.
Okay. Sure.
I remember being young and seeing Wonder Boy on TV. And me and my brother were like, this is a joke, right? Okay. Oh, yeah, no, like...
How old are you?
24.
That record came out when I was, like, 20.
Well, yeah. It came in, like, 2000, so I would have been, like, 14. Maybe 15, I think, it came out in 2000.
Yeah, that's fucking weird, because I don't... Like, I'm not able to put that in perspective how... Because it seems like, they still seem new to me.
Right, yeah.
Even though it's been, like, 15 years.
Right.
Oh, man, I'm too old.
I'm gonna eat all these cookies unless somebody else.
Listening to my friend Justin Colucci talk about his weight loss program.
Yeah,
comedic weight loss program.
Don't eat anything.
Don't ever eat. But like you smoke a shit like a dope though. I don't understand.
Yeah, I smoke tons of weed
and cigarettes. That's why I like you. You smoke a lot of fucking cigarettes.
That's why
I don't know why that entertains me about you.
I know.
That was the one and only reason why I asked you to be on the podcast.
You're kind of funny. I don't know. I've seen you once.
You can't stop smoking.
You're smoking.
Oh, yes.
Well, you okay?
No, but seriously, when we do the open mics, I go to a lot of them that you do.
Yeah, you've been there quite a few times lately.
Yeah, you are definitely. Sorry, other guys. One of the more funnier guys that gets up there.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of good guys there too, though. Like Abshire and Miller.
Cookie in my mouth. I'm sorry.
Like Abshire and Knutson and Miller, they're awesome.
Yeah, no, there's tons of other awesome guys. You were one of the first time I went there, though, I thought you were the best.
Thank you.
I still think you're the best.
Thank you very much.
Number one.
I'm not even qualifying with best comedian. I just think you're the best. Like, to me, you're just...
This
like,
is such a flattering show.
Uh-huh. We start off by talking about how fat you are, and then...
And eat cookies
but in a nice way.
Oh, Justin, you don't eat anymore. These cookies are fucking delicious. here's my dorky comedic question for you. You are a joke writer. You know, you're not really a storyteller.
No, yeah.
Is that the style of comedy you were driven to as a kid? Drawn to. Were you drawn towards joke writers? Are you like a Mitch Hedberg kind of guy, Stephen Wright kind of guy, or are you just... Where are we at with this?
I'm just not so personal. Maybe I will be later.
Sure. Maybe you could be now.
I like writing jokes.
Tell me your goddamn way. I'm going to die soon if I don't do something.
See, I don't find my life that interesting, so I don't write jokes about it.
Well, good thing you came on the show.
Right. Of course. Right. But no.
Fucking talk show host. I dream. I ain't got nothing. No, but your jokes are, I don't know, I want to call them classic. Classic in the style of sense of... You get premise set up punchline, but it's always a left turn punchline, which I like about it.
That's what I try to do. Yeah,
it's
that is definitely what I try to do.
If you're familiar with Anthony Jeselnik,
yes,
his body of work is very reminiscent of that style of comedy. Kind of dark, kind of a weird guy, Justin.
Yeah, people have been telling me that. I wasn't aware of it until I was doing comedy, and everyone's like, "I like your jokes. They're weird." I thought they were just jokes.
Do you know Justin? Yeah, he's a weird guy. He used to be fat. Here's what I know about you so far. Open up. Tell me stories about you.
Like what?
Where'd you grow up?
Big Lake.
Where the fuck is that?
It's like 45 minutes north. They found a pedophile there.
They found a pedophile there?
Yeah, like...
What was he
today
doing?
Or yesterday.
The big city must just blow your mind.
Well,
we had a rapist back in 87.
We had... Well, he was the gymnast coach.
What?
Yes. Nice. How young of targets was this guy shoving his thing up his fucking little boobers?
He was caught, like, distributing via email, so I think he was
distributing kid porn?
Yes.
Via email?
By the FBI.
Was he creating it?
I'm not sure.
Justin, you gotta get some more details about this guy. We gotta find out what's going on up there.
We'll bring up an awesome story like a kid rapist and not deliver the goods.
The one thing I was told about you is that you had your finger on the pulse of what was going on in Big Lake. Now I'm starting to doubt that. We got a gymnast raper up there, and you can't even tell me what fucking...
I don't think he's a gymnast. I think he just watches little girls.
Oh, so he's not into the little boys. So at least he's a hetero.
Maybe he is. Good point. Right,
so he watches little boys.
Yes.
And he gets up on it.
Or girls.
I don't know. He's completely normal then?
Sorry. Okay, on that, we'll be right back with Justin Colucci. Here's a song that I don't care about. If I see the morning hours, I'll have one more yesterday. Tomorrow, 'cause I burned out my today. If I get up to the top, I know I'll just go back downhill. I've got a terminal future, and it's time to rock my world. I dare another glass of courage, and a shot of forestry. No idea where we left off. You were from Big Lake or something? Hello?
Yes.
You're still on the show, right?
Yes.
You still want to do this? You still in?
Yes. Still
you're
into
all
it?
In?
I think we were talking about clitoris.
We were off mic, yes. We were talking about clitoris.
And lining them up somehow, right? You said like ducks in a row, right?
That's no, what I
you
said, said bitches like, line up your clits.
Okay.
Yes. That's what I said.
Okay. That is what he said. Okay. That's often confused with ducks in a row.
Pete and Justin just took a little bit of the time to get stoned.
Now I feel like no, that's not true.
I kind of feel like I'm on my own now.
Yeah, do you that's want some?
Rough, no, so. Well, I will, no. But I'm not saying no.
This is the first time I've ever done drugs.
Good for you.
Justin hates drugs.
You want to hear a weird story?
Yes.
The other day.
Just
listen to this. You know, sometimes. Okay.
Come on, Justin. Yes, and.
Sometimes. Yes, yeah. What's wrong with me here? Let me spitball. Sometimes people, like, when people give you a bullshit answer to something, like, you know, that like, it's clear that they're bullshitting. And I don't know if I'm saying this right, like, when someone.
Like, if you didn't do your homework and somebody asks you the question about what's on it or some shit like that.
Well, just like what's about it?
It's about a guy in a truck and.
Well, let's just say like somebody. Let's say somebody's like holding a like someone's like holding.
Maximum overdrive.
Shut up. Like you know, you're walking towards a door, and then somebody just like doesn't hold the door, and then you grab the door. Then they say, "Oh, sorry, I didn't see you coming." And clearly, they saw you coming. And then you're like, "Oh, that's cool." And, like you like it's like a social contract to just be like, "Okay, I'm not gonna be combative. That's fine."
But then well, yeah, because you're not gonna be like.
I'm not gonna go. Yeah, you saw
hold
me.
That fucking door for right, me, you exactly. Son of a bitch. If this happens again.
It's just that thing where like you want to avoid conflict, but then sometimes somebody says something that's so bullshitty that you all like that you it's gotta be true, and I was parked in a parking spot at a gas station, and there was a guy behind me. Putting air in his tires, and I was backing out of my parking spot, not looking at all, because I don't have time for things of this nature.
Right.
So I hit this guy's car with my car, like plowed right into it. And,
wow.
Yeah. And I then
when
I was
this?
It was like a couple days ago. And I got out of my car, and this guy walks around his car, and like we meet face to face, kind of like, and he's looking, mm-hmm. surveying his car on either side of it. Again, he was putting air in his tires, and there's no damage to his car at all, so like, I didn't do anything. But then I go, "Oh, hey, sorry, man, I didn't see you there. I wasn't looking. I apologize." And he's like, doesn't say anything, still kind of sizing me up, looking at his car. And I think that he's gonna say something horrible. He's gonna like, you know, be a shithole about this. And he looks at his car again, and he goes, "Oh," he goes, "Did you hit me?" Because he was on the other side of the car. He goes, "Did you hit me?" And I go, "Yeah, yeah. I think I tapped your bumper." This was his answer, and he might. It has to be true that he thought this. Like, there's no way you could just say this. But he goes, "Yeah, I think I tapped your bumper." And he goes, "Oh, okay, yeah, sorry. I thought one of my tires exploded." So like, there.
So he was looking for a tire.
Yeah, he was looking at to see if his tires had exploded.
That's fucking
and like,
awesome.
There's nothing. There's not a level of understanding of physics you could have to where you could think that you could be putting air in one tire. And another tire would explode.
Like, yeah,
you would have to not have ever seen a car before. I think that maybe the tires are like I don't know how you could be like, "Oh, I put too much air in this tire. This front one exploded." So then I kind of just chuckled and I was like, "No, I think you're good, man. Like you're all set." And he's like, "Oh, okay, cool."
Or maybe he put some in the front one and he was like, "Maybe a little more got into there when I walked away and exploded."
Well, because he heard a racket. And the racket was me hitting his car with my car.
Right.
And his instinct
was... Or did he feel it while he was pumping the tire?
I don't fucking know. He, you know what? Full disclosure, he was like Somalian or something.
Oh.
So maybe he didn't understand.
Oh.
That was the weirdest reaction to Somalia. Anyway, I had to commend him on his either like, "I don't want to deal with this shit right now," or just fucking like, I thought tires work in a way that I guess they don't work. I don't know.
Was his car dented or anything?
No, not at all. Like,
I don't know. Who cares?
Maybe he thought it was like an entire tube that went all the way across the car. Like a Flintstones wheel.
Right.
Right.
Or like a...
Or like a hovercraft. Yeah.
I don't know what this guy thought. I don't know how he thought tires work, but whatever he thought, that's not how tires work.
One time I backed into this guy that was, like, I was parallel parked, and I backed into the guy behind me, and he was in his car.
And that's the best feeling ever.
Oh, isn't it?
Because sometimes you don't know whether or not to get out and deal with it. Like, if they're not in their car, then you're like, "Fuck it, I'm out of here. But I don't want to be a cunt." But like, when they're in their car, you're like, "All right, let's go face the music, baby. Let's see what's out there."
It was awesome, though, because he just goes... Like, that was literally all he did.
Or people in radio land. He very gaily waved his finger.
Gave the finger shake. I used to live in a duplex, and the guy below me was somebody I didn't get along with too well, and I number of times had arguments with him about just dumb neighborly shit, and the last one resulted in me going into his apartment while he was sleeping with his girlfriend and telling him to fuck off because his music was too loud. And it was just, it was ugly.
He was sleeping?
He was sleeping, had his music on.
He had his music too loud for you.
No. Crazy. It was like he was like blasting death metal, like 4 a.m.
And
he was
sleeping through
it. So I just went into his apartment and turned his radio off and told him to fuck off and all that shit. And he was like, what the fuck? And it was stupid. It was really immature and it was dumb. Whatever. And then like about 2 weeks later, we stopped talking. We'd see each other and be like, eh. And then about a week later, he'd just gotten a new car. It's like a Skylark or something. Nothing special, but whatever. It's new. And we had a little tiny parking lot outside, and I was pulling in, and I fucking—I don't want to say tapped, but I smacked into his wheel well with my car. And I looked up, and he was in it.
Oh God! That's not good.
Hey man, hey baby, remember that? All right. That is like. So I was like, hey, I'm sorry, man. He's like. But that story.
That's a very strange response.
No. He didn't just do that, but.
Oh.
If it wasn't, if I guarantee if he wasn't in there, I would have been like, fuck you and any new car, you piece of shit. Turn your fucking music down and I'll smack the other side, bitch. But then I ended up with us becoming friends again. So maybe it was a good thing.
I kind of don't like that guy still, though, based on the story.
He comes out looking bad the way I tell it, yeah.
Yeah. You're writing a screenplay really painted about it?
Yes. It's called.
It's a character.
It's called Duplex, but then you had to change it when that Drew Barrymore Ben Stiller comic came out.
Yes, that is true.
No. I changed it for other reasons. Namely because that's a stupid title.
How about The Duplex?
It's called Neighborly Discretion.
Neighborly Discretion.
Part 2, The Resurrection. Combat Zone 5.
Wait, what was the end?
I don't even know. I don't even know what's happening.
Yeah, well, let's go to a song.
What?
What do you mean, what?
I like you.
Okay.
Oh! stop to stare. Ask me, suck a rubber hose, yeah. Engaged in crime, I grasp my throat. Enraged, my mind starts to smoke. Enforcer mental overload. Angry again. And again, and again, again. Engaged in crime, I grasp my throat. Enraged, my mind starts to smoke. Enforcer
Don't go anywhere. Twin Cities Tank will be back in 37 seconds.
For show notes and past episodes, go to TwinCitiesTank.com or our network's website at
FancyPantsGangsters.com.
If you're a local band or you're coming to the Twin Cities, send a professionally recorded MP3 to TwinCitiesTank@gmail.com and we'll play it on the show. Help us out by telling your friends about our show, going to iTunes, rating, subscribing, leaving comments. TwinCitiesTank@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. Thank you very much for listening.
What would it take to get you into prop comedy, Justin?
A lot of money.
What would it?
Well, I think that kind of comes with the territory. If you do prop comedy, you're like, yeah.
You're in.
It's just that nobody does it because it's not respected.
Right. But I kind of feel like it's also like, you know, like 311?
How was that like 9/11, but like a junior band?
It's less sad.
It was this band.
311, they're like a, you know, like this reggae, ska, funk band, and everyone goes, all three of those things suck so bad. But they do them, and people go, like, in droves to see them.
Don't forget about rap.
And rap, too.
So you
kind of feel like, whoa, like, is it an untapped market, or is it just wicked gay? You can't tell. But 311 goes, I don't care. Maybe that's how prop comedy, people go, prop comedy is so dumb, nobody can do it, but then... Maybe it's just one of those things where you just gotta have the balls to step up and do it. You just have to take
the ridicule, like Carrot Top. I think Carrot Top pretty much ruined prop comedy for many prop comedians.
He makes an ass load of money, I believe.
See, yeah, that's the thing. He makes an ass load of money, but he's like the butt of everyone's joke.
Right.
And everybody thinks of Carrot Top as this gigantic fucking loser.
Because he's not funny.
He's not funny.
Maybe if he was funny.
If you're gonna do that thing where you're like a total fucking like peon, like fucking, you know, like.
Like Pauly Shore?
Right. You have to be able to, if you're gonna have like one of those guys that's like, well, fuck it, he's got millions of dollars, you have to be able to not look like yourself to go enjoy your money, you know? Like, if you could be like, you know what, I do prop comedy and I'm not funny, but I got fucking, you know, $60 million in the bank to go enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
If you're Carrot Top, you can't go anywhere and enjoy that because you look like that.
That's true.
Like that. I think if I was...
What if you went to a foreign country?
I don't subscribe to the money equals the person thing at all.
I totally do.
No. Of course not.
Well, here's the thing. If you're Justin Colucci, you're a beautiful, svelte, 190, maybe 180 pounds.
Not 180. Maybe one.
Please don't correct me ever again on this show. You're looking good. You're looking nice. You get out the props. You pull out the trunk, right? You're like a propeller with like a fucking like.
Well, why would he have to do the Carrot Top thing with the trunk? What if you had something that was a prop?
A box.
A box is not a prop.
A box is a trunk.
Like a hippopotamus, where you open up his asshole and all your props are in there.
Well, that's just absurd. Because that's a hippopotamus and a small club.
That's what prop comics do.
No, they don't. No, they tape a fucking mirror to a toilet seat to call it a joke.
Oh.
But anyway, so Justin does all this shit. You know, everyone goes, that Justin Colucci is a fucking sellout, and he's a fucking bastardization of comedy.
Right.
But the adults love you, right? You get about $6 to $9 million in the bank. Right? Like if you do a tour opening for Jeff Dunham. You're huge.
Oh, God. You get that.
You put it all in the bank. You put the weight back on, shave your head, start, you know,
what's
I don't know.
Going on?
No, what, here's what, you're getting away. You see what I'm saying? I'm getting you out of the business.
Okay.
Right now.
Okay.
This is your plan. You're 24.
So I take the money.
But if you're still in this business by the time you're 30, I will have failed. I want you to become a prop comic, The mirror toilet seat thing, that's funny. I like it.
I think that's a carrot top.
So what happens after he becomes, after he shaves his head?
He gets the money. He gets all the money from prop comedy. Everyone thinks he's a piece of shit, right?
Yeah.
They don't want to, they don't want to see him. I don't think you're a piece of shit. I think you're doing fine. But then after, see, you can change your look, right? You can get fat again.
Oh, I don't imagine it'd be hard.
Listen to me. What?
I am.
Okay.
What do you think I'm doing?
Thinking now about you're soup? A fat, bald guy who looks nothing like the famous prop comedian Justin Kaluuya. You've got millions of dollars in the bank. You can go to Costa Rica and enjoy the money. Carrot Top doesn't have that luxury.
But why?
Or what if, what if he shaved his head and he got, like, super artsy and became, like, a normal comedian? You think he would be respected then?
That never works.
No.
Has that ever worked?
You can go from,
Pauly
like...
Pauly Shore's been trying to do that for years.
You can go from silly...
Yeah, but Pauly Shore is just not funny. That's his problem.
Well, see, yeah.
Here's the thing. Is you can go from silly to serious. Jim Carrey, Adam Sandler. But you can't do that's the other true. Thing.
Can't
you
go can't, the other way?
You, I mean, you can...
Like Christopher Walken?
He's just a fucking maniac.
You can't be like a comedian.
Like Gary Busey? Like
you couldn't be like Bill like Hicks and then become like...
Gary Busey?
Gary
Busey. Wait...
Who?
Like if you were, let's say you're Richard Pryor.
Yeah. And then you a bunch of crack
and then you become
ride fucking, around like fucking Stephen Hawking and then you become a serious comedian?
No, you become like fucking Wayne Brady or something. It doesn't work like that.
Oh. No, but it does.
You can't be a sellout and then a good comedian.
You can't sell, you can't buy back in.
You can always sell.
Yeah, you can't get back in, no.
You want your guy out. Oh,
okay. I see.
Well,
but once the
depending on how bad you sell out.
But once the famous prop comedian Justin Kaluuya is out of the game, he's not going to want to get back. He's going to be so rich.
Like, do you think Carlos Mencia will ever be respected?
No.
Never?
No, he'll be a foot.
Yeah, he'll never
He'll never get back in. Well, just remember how...
Maybe he'll eat your words one day, sir.
Well, I'm recording it right now. He will never get back in.
It's official. Right. It's being recorded. Carlos Mencia.
You're the first
will never be back in.
Our millions of listeners have heard it here first.
Yeah, they just can't wait to hear this episode. That's what I love about our listeners.
They're ridiculous.
Oh, fuck. All right.
What'd you do?
Here's something I forgot to mention last time.
What'd you do?
We have shirts now.
Oh, yeah. We do.
We have fucking shirts. They're on sale at our TwinCitiesTank.com.
You guys aren't wearing them.
No.
No.
I have one for me.
No, I'm not giving you
one. Go to Justin Kaluuya.
You can have one for $15. Well, $10. $10.
Woo!
That was Justin Kaluuya's non-verbal way of saying, I don't have $15.
Yeah, I don't have $15.
He doesn't have a jacket. Why would he have $15?
That's true.
No, but we're also holding a contest. Just send us an email. We'll draw your fucking name. And you get a goddamn shirt. And no one will sign up.
How many listeners you guys got?
About 70,000.
What?
No.
It doesn't matter.
How many?
I have no idea. You can't tell.
You can? I thought you could tell.
There's no barometer for that.
Oh, yeah?
I have no idea.
Like, for example, my downstairs neighbors can probably hear us right now. Does that count? Does iTunes record that?
They don't count that.
No. That's ridiculous.
Whoa.
All right.
You think they can hear us?
They can hear you and your career melting away.
Oh.
I just want you to do props. Think of, okay, off the top of your head. Top of your head. I need a prop about Osama bin Laden. Go.
It's a hat that turns into another hat.
I like it. No, it'll be it could be a turban. It could be a turban with a bill on it. He wears it backwards. It'd be cool.
There
no,
you
I
go.
Just like the hat
he's
that
just
turns.
A guy at a baseball.
I like that as an explanation for Osama bin Laden.
It's a hat that turns into another hat.
Right. All right.
That's how we're
going with this. Are we good?
We're good. Find Justin Kaluuya on Facebook and Twitter, at Justin Kaluuya. Your name is spelled Justin, and then Kaluuya.
That's correct.
Is that right?
Oh, that's right.
Do you have anything else you want to say before we get the fuck out of here?
Not really.
Okay.
It's been a pleasure.
Justin.
Yeah, thanks for being on here.
Justin, tell them what we talked about.
About what?
Becoming a fucking prop comic.
A cop prop.
We just heard like 75 minutes of that.
No, that's called recall jokes.
All right.
No more cookies.
God, I'm so high. I'm so fucking out.
Right.
I don't even remember what we were saying about prop comics.
All right.
Toilet seat.
Justin, weird.
Yeah, Carrot Top.
You're never coming back on here ever again.
Your last time.
Sorry.
Remember when you
this
called me?
A strong finish.
Look, when you called me earlier and I said I was going to punch you in the dick.
Yes.
I'm going to do that now.
This is the equivalent of who's a famous runner? Ben Johnson. This is him crawling across the finish line on his hands and knees right now, finishing up.
Basically, we're going to beat the shit out of you. You used to be fat. Alright.
I used to be fat, which means that you can beat the shit out of me?
No. Those are two separate things.
Fat people can last longer because they have fatty.
Yeah, but I imagine. They fucking crap out after like 30 seconds.
Oh, yeah, it's... but it takes a while to break their bones.
No. Is that medically accurate?
I think so. Okay. I just made it up, but. No. I think my great great grandfather once blew a doctor. So
Justin, thanks so much for being on the show.
Yeah, they punched him first, yes. Oh, man, wrapped around, let's end this.
So it wasn't gay.
All right.
Dead in Mexico. So
Steve had a big commotion. The street fair was an ocean. When he took three tabs of bad acid. Off his melting jaw, all the wonderful things he saw, the pretty hair growing on his sandwich. Well, he looked out on the fairground with the spinning things spinning all around. And he felt the food going down and coming back. And on top of the Ferris wheel, he threw up on the hill of the beautiful girl who was laughing. Well, there must have been some pizza, and there must have been some fries, and there must have been some tequila, and there must have been some wine, and there must have been some falafels, and there must have been some beer. And there must have been some bagels. You could see it all so clear. And there must have been some pickles. And there must have been some sauerkraut. And there must have been some catfish. When he made his burden down. Pineapples, mangoes, wild rice, beans, granola, Cheetos, caramel candy, popcorn, ice cream, banana fudge, and some corn dogs, and mayonnaise, steak sauce, ketchup and mustard, garlic, Kool-Aid, Spam, and some egg rolls, sushi, rice cakes, oatmeal, cucumbers, biscuits, beef jerky, Pop-Tarts, tamales, shish kebab, and a side of